We are back, baby, better than ever. Let's go. So if you followed my podcast, if you followed the mission, the movement of Be Fit and getting fit for life, physically, mentally, spiritually, I got some good news for you. Because although the Be Fit era is no more, the Live Elevated era has just begun. And the mission is the same. My mission and my motive every single day is to help people around me get better, to help people get out of their own way, to grow 1% every single day, right? Because when you win as a person, as an individual, everybody in your life benefits. The collective benefits as well, but your future benefits too. Like the results and the implications that are positive are endless. But the flip side is also true. And that's really important to know as well, is when you choose to settle, when you choose to stay overwhelmed, when you choose to stay in that inactive, indecision state, you miss out on your potential. You miss out on the growth, the breakthroughs, the results that mean a better you and a better world around you, a better impact you can make in life. So the mission has never been more important. I feel like apathy, averageness, these things are contagious. You know, everything in life is contagious. Mentality, energy, these things are very, very contagious. I would say a lot more contagious than a flu or a virus. Our thoughts are something. Mentalities are something. Cultures are really just built up of the collective conscious of the people. And so whether they value this or that, or whether they have a more positive or negative outlook, it's really the collection of the people, the individuals at play there. So that's why this is important. Mentality, energy, perspective, this is all contagious. It's the same reason why, you know, you maybe have experienced it, or you know someone like our clients who they go from average to excellent. They go from made to settle or made for less to made for more and rising above, made to be an overcomer and made to be a world changer. They go from this to that and they actually have a positive influence on the world around them. What is that, right? That means that positively, when you make a change, it may feel like you're doing it alone. You may feel like you don't have people in your corner, but when you make that change, people around you take notice. Initially, from my experience and working with people over the years, that initial reaction is a lot of times negative. You know, think of the people who drop the habit of drinking alcohol, whether socially or just consistently. What happens? They get kind of shamed. You know, you get kind of those remarks. You get the people poking fun at you. People maybe more maliciously, you know, busting your chops and giving you a hard time. And I feel like that's out of a place of, jealousy is not the right word, but I think it's out of a place of, it makes them feel less than. Because maybe they know that their relationship with alcohol is not the healthiest, right? They know they need to make a change. So your positive change in your life, taking ownership and saying, this is something I need to do. This is a change I need to make. And I don't care what people think. By you doing that, it exposes their lack of decision, their lack of change, their lack of ownership in their life. So initially, yeah, it's going to be a negative reaction, right? But it doesn't negate the correctness of your decision. It doesn't negate the fact that you needed to make that decision. And honestly, you should be very freaking proud. But apply that to anything, whether it's health or alcohol or, you know, a change in belief systems. I mean, there's so many examples of this where humans try to initially bring each other down. And it comes from a place of lack. It comes from a place of jealousy. It comes from a place of this toxic paradigm or this perspective where someone else's success or healthy living is my loss or it's to my detriment. When in reality, it's like, no, the foundation of Live Elevated is built on the truth that we are all way more connected than it seems. You, me, people in your life, people in my life, strangers even, we are so much more connected than we can ever possibly imagine. How we treat strangers or waitresses, waiters and waitresses, or flight attendants, or you name it, fill in the blank, says a lot about who we believe ourselves to be, who we believe other people to be. So as a species, as a human race, I feel like we would do well to start seeing life as all-encompassing, seeing life as holistic. And you're probably like, where the heck are you going with this, Brian? You're just talking nonsense. But the reality is, apply this same thing to your health, to your fitness, to your mindset, to your business. When you feel better, when you upgrade your mentality, when you are more energetic, more confident, don't tell me that won't affect every aspect of your life. Relationship-wise, career-wise, you may ask for that raise. You may build another business where you don't need that raise, right? My point is, when you start seeing your life as all-encompassing, non-compartmentalized, everything is connected, how you do one thing says a lot about how you'll do another thing. You are stepping into the elevated man or woman's worldview. You're seeing life is happening for you. You're seeing the freedom of taking ownership of your life, of your mind, of your future. You see yourself as your most important stock. You choose to invest in that stock, knowing it gives you 5x, 10x, 50x, 100x back. Because when you upgrade who you are as a person, which, side note, I believe you are just becoming more of who you were made to be, everything else gets multiplied. You bring a better you to your job, a pay raise or a promotion or a new opportunity, a new door to open up is inevitable. If you are always growing, always choosing to learn, always choosing to show up and really value yourself and your future, things change. You start to attract different things in your life. And like I said, the energy, the mentality, these things are very contagious. So with that being said, I think that's a pretty good introduction to Live Elevated. I cannot wait to share more with the world. I'm doing podcasts, video snippets, quick 5, maybe 10-minute, you know, mindset shifts or things I'm learning, things I think will be valuable to you as a viewer, as a man or woman who's seeking to pursue your potential and become more of the person you were made to be. I'll be doing the podcast. I'll be doing a newsletter, the Elevate Update. You can sign up for that in my Instagram bio. And that comes weekly, right? Weekly with text focus. But I'll have resources. I'll curate content. I'll share with you stuff that's inspiring me or stuff I find valuable, stuff that's helped me move the needle in my life, in my relationships, in my fitness and business and spirituality. So stay tuned for a lot of value. And I really am grateful. I just do want to take a pause and just say, wow, God is good. And even when it doesn't seem like he's working, he's working, he's moving. And I'm just grateful to have the platform I do. I'm grateful for you for listening, for watching, for engaging with my stuff. I believe the best is yet to come. I firmly believe that we're just getting started, you and me, us together, collectively. We are just tapping into everything that God has for us, the potential that we have inherent to ourselves, right? You and I are seeds. Everything we need to become, all that we were designed to become, is built into the system. It's built into the seed. It's built into you and the code that makes you you. So what's the solution? Where do we go from here? Well, we choose to grow. We choose to do things, to consume things, to invest, to make decisions, to not do certain things, to say things, to not say certain things, to help more of us unlock and grow and expand and multiply. So with that being said, I'm excited for this journey. Welcome along. Welcome to Live Elevated. The goal is very simple. Help you live elevated and get and stay fit for life. Physically, mentally, and spiritually.